Good morning. It's so good to see each of you in worship. We'd like to say a special welcome to everyone here today. Also, take notice of the pew pads located at the end of your pew. We invite members and guests alike to take that down, jot down your information, pass it down the aisle. Once it's been completed, we ask you to pass it back to the center aisle, and we'll collect that later on in today's service. We want to extend a special welcome to our graduates' families. We know we have many guests and visitors here today due to Graduate Sunday, and our graduates will be joining us here in a few moments. And just want to say welcome to y'all. Thank y'all for being here today to support them and to worship with us. A few announcements listed in your bulletin. I will not mention all of those, but we'll highlight a few of those. There is Bible study tomorrow morning here at 10 o'clock. Also, book club is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, I believe, in the coffee room downstairs. Update on the book drive. I believe we had a goal of collecting 90 new books for Old Town Elementary School for the kids to read during the summer, but I believe I heard in the first service we collected like 150 or something like that. So that's a great job. Thank you to everyone for your support. We are still collecting canned food to go down east to Grifton. Also, this Wednesday night, I know you want to be here for that. We have a special call church conference listed in the bulletin. You'll see that there. Also, we'll have burgers and hot dogs and all the fixings this Wednesday night. Great time of fellowship together. We do have a couple outings for the summer you see listed there. We are going back to the Dash game. That is on Monday, June the 24th. The special thing about that is it's Free Food Monday. Don't worry, Finance Committee. The church isn't covering that. The Dash is covering that. You will get all the hot dogs and french fries and drink that you want through like 8:30 p.m. So come hungry, sign up at the welcome desk. The cost for that is $13. Also, take note of the church-wide swim party on July the 3rd. That's going to be at Kerrigan Farms. That's about an hour away. That's at our old rock quarry. It's an absolutely gorgeous facility. They use it for weddings during the weekend. That's why we can't do a swim party on the weekends. But that's why we're doing it on July the 3rd, because it's like a weekend, because most of you that are still working are off on the 4th. And so that'll be a great time of fellowship together. You can look at the church newsletter for more information, the welcome desk, or just go online to look up the pictures and activities there at Kerrigan Farms. It is a great day to be in worship, and our ushers now are going to return down the aisle. If you're a guest with us for the first time, we would love to give you a little more information about who we are and how we do things here at College Park. If you would, just slide up your hand. They'll give you a packet of information. Inside that packet of information is a letter from our pastor, letting you know a little bit more about us and about him. Also, there is a Highlights, which is our monthly newsletter, which will let you know about all of the activities and ministries going on in the life of our church. It's a great day to be in God's house. It's a special day for us as a church as we honor our graduates, and I'd invite you now to join me in standing as we honor our graduates as they join us in worship. Be seated. Please pray with me. God, we thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for the ability that we have to come into your house and to worship this day. Father, we thank you for the lives of the graduates and what they've meant to us as a church and their commitment to you as their Heavenly Father. God, we thank you for each of them and their families. And we thank you for the ability we have to gather together this morning to worship you. So, Father, let us do that now. And all these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Thank you.
ministry of God's Word this morning comes from John chapter 17. I'll be reading verses 20 through 26. It's located, on page 766 in your pew Bible. John 17, 20 through 26. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteousness, Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Would you please pray with me? Father, the gift that you gave us, we don't even understand sometimes how you could give up your one and only Son so that we could have a relationship. Father, we can't thank you for that enough. Father, many of us are faced with circumstances throughout the week. Some are troubling. Some are great experiences that we have. Father, and in those stresses and in those joys, you are there. Along the journey, you are there. From the beginning of life to the end of life and to life everlasting, you are there guiding us. Father, today as we honor our graduates and we kind of reflect on their life here at College Park, Father, we thank you for guiding them. We thank you for using us to help guide them. Father, we also thank you for allowing them to guide us many times. Father, we're truly grateful for you giving us what we need, not what we want. Father, you knew we needed these graduates to guide us, and you knew they needed us to be a part of their Christian walk. Father, the way you knit our lives together is truly special. And though at times we don't understand why things happen the way they do, but we truly believe you are there. And that's why we're always grateful, Father, but forgive us for not telling you that enough. Father, you're truly amazing in the way you love us and the way you guide us. Father, thank you for that. Father, and thank you for the ability we have to worship you. Lord, this service is all about you. So have your way with us today. Amen.
Glory bound. a train for the Chiefs and Lions, for all the hitchers looking for a ride. There is a train for the lonely drifters, tired of walking all alone in the night. Oh, I don't know which way you're going, and I don't know if you're lost or found. All that I know is it will forgive me. I'm tired.
Glory bound. Good morning. I'd like to express our congratulations to our graduates. Your accomplishment represents a lot of hard work, persistence, and discipline. I'm sure it also reflects a lot of support and encouragement you receive from important people in your life. Now, you move forward to the next chapter. This peak is your starting point. Let us pray. Father, we love you. We give thanks for these graduates. While we celebrate their accomplishments, we are especially thankful for the next challenge that awaits each one of them. Help us to recognize that the successful completion of each stage of life is never an ending, but is the commencement of a new opportunity. Give us the courage to strive to do the very best that we can within the time allotted to us, to do the right thing, and to be kind and love one another. We ask that you continue to bless this church and its congregation. We are thankful for such a sharing place to come worship you. We thank you for all the blessings of life and the opportunity to share them with others. We pray for the leaders of our country, guide them in thy will, and especially pray for the members of our armed services, both home and abroad. Protect them as they protect us. We ask all these things in thy name. Amen.
We are never alone, God is with us. are not alone. What a good, powerful message for us on this graduate Sunday. I invite you to turn in your bulletin. You would have seen an insert, hopefully, that looks something like this, to congratulate and recognize the class of 2019. On the backside, you will see our post-high school graduates who wanted their names included in the service today. Several are listed there. We celebrate with their families on their great accomplishments, and all of these are making a difference in our world already, and so we are very thankful. We invite you as members of College Park, you're certainly welcome to reach out and congratulate them. So many who have much to celebrate this day. On the inside, you will find some nice looking people. These are our high school graduates that you will see there. They're going to come in just a few moments and share some words with you, tell you who they are, where they're graduating from, what their plans are, and then some words of gratitude. You will soon come to know what a special group of young people they are. It is a great gift of mine to be a small part of their lives, and to have seen some of them grow since they were this big until today. That is one of the great treasures of my calling, is to watch young people and to be there as they grow and to see just this next journey. So I'm excited to invite the class of 2019 to come forward. We have, Raymond and I will be here to give hugs. That you can speak all, and Mary's going to come up too. Mary's going to stay back with, she's going to hug them down there. We're having a staff meeting right here in front of you. That's what we're doing. She's going to hug them as they come up. We have gifts that are in there, and they're heavy, and we didn't want to cause any trouble, so we've given the gifts on behalf of the entire church. We're excited for you to come. This is the class of 2019.
Good morning. My name is Wilson Alexander. I'm graduating from Reagan this Friday, and I'll be attending NC State University in the fall. Go Pack. I first came to College Park with my family when I was in first grade, and I've loved it ever since. This church means so much to me, and everyone here is so loving. Some of my favorite memories have been Camp Canuga, youth camps at Garden City, and the mission trips in Belize and New York City. I would not be here today without these people, so I just want to say thank you to some people. The Groovers, the Hodges, the Cogdals, the Purnells, the SRs, the Keltners, Tom Vickers, David Matthews, and so many more. Thank y'all for everything y'all have done over the years. Also, I want to thank Charles Edwards for being my prayer partner, and you mean so much to me. And also, Jeff and Raymond, thank you guys for helping me grow in my spiritual faith. And also, to Mom and Dad, thank y'all for always caring for me and showing me endless love for the last 18 years. My grandparents, Gigi and Papa, and Grandma JoJo and Papa, they're not here. Thank y'all for always loving me. Reese, I'm going to miss you a lot next year. And thank y'all. Thank you for always listening to me when I need to talk. And you're my best friend, Reese. So. Thank you all for everything. So.
Good morning. I'm Harrison Andrews, and I'll be graduating from Atkins Academic and Technology High School with a triple major in engineering, digital design and animation, and game art design this Friday. I'll be attending NC State University, go Pack, in Raleigh this fall. And I'll be double majoring in communication media and political science, and I'll have a minor in history. First off, I want to thank all my family and friends, especially my mom and dad, my sister Murphy, my grandparents P. Mama and Grandma and Grandpa Andrews, for supporting and loving me so much. Y'all have done so much and given up so much of your time and resources for me, and I'm very grateful. Next, I want to thank the people at College Park for helping me further my relationship with Christ and giving me so many great opportunities to become a better person. I want to thank Raymond, Jeff, Mary, Matt, Dr. Edwards, Rick Matthews, and Jeremy Hohertz. Also, thank you to the rest of the College Park staff, church leaders, prayer partners, Sunday school teachers, small group leaders, and everyone else who has supported me, helped me, loved me, and taught me throughout the years. I'm especially grateful to Jeff, Raymond, Rick, and Jeremy for affording me the opportunity to grow my knowledge of technology and communications and getting involved with the recreation services. My work in these areas has had an impact on what I want to study and what I want to do in life. I'm also thankful for all the mission trips and youth retreats that I've been able to go on. I've made some great friends and had some awesome experiences during my time here. College Park has given me so much, and I'm grateful to call College Park my home. Thank you.
I'm Jacob Andrews. I will be graduating from Reagan this week, and I will be heading up to Nashville, Tennessee next year to go to Belmont University to study audio engineering and hopefully have a career in either being in a studio and running music or being in a church and, you know, helping a worship team like the Recreation Service here at College Park run their show every day. And looking back on the years I've had with College Park since sophomore year has shown me that opportunities like this are given by God and God only, and the family that I've established with staff members here, with the youth here, with my fellow seniors, it's just been incredibly life-shaping and changing to who I am now and what I aspire to do in the future. You know, sophomore year me, I wasn't playing much piano at all. I was maybe playing in the jazz band here and there, but when Raymond reached out to me and invited me to come to College Park, and I thought it was a one-time deal. I'd come and sit in at the Recreation Service and play keyboard. And, you know, here I am now still playing every week. And having that opportunity to grow with everybody at this church and to just love God, love music, and love each other, it's just been an amazing time. And I'm really excited to see what these next 4 years of college have and how those years will shape me. And remember that College Park is always a home I can come home to. And see you all here and remember the ways you guys have shaped me. So, thank you.
Hey, my name is Daryl. I'll be graduating from Reagan this Friday, and I plan to go to Forsyth Tech University. So, go Techies. And then I plan on transferring to Appalachian State University and majoring in communications and electronic media broadcasting. And College Park has really made an impact on my life. I came in my sophomore year through knowing Wilson and Christian, and I've loved it ever since I came in. And I've made some lifelong friends that I know I'll stay close with through the rest of my life, and there's a lot of love here, and it's amazing. You know, I can just walk in the doors and see somebody I've never met before, and they'll smile and shake my hand and greet me like we've known each other for years, and I just want to thank Jeff and Raymond for helping me grow and through my time here at College Park, and all my friends in the youth. Y'all all mean a lot to me, and thank you, Mom and Dad and Caroline, my grandparents, for pushing me to be better every year and striving to be greater. And that just thank you, and I love all of you. I really do. So thank you all.
I'm going to do better than I did this morning. So, I'm Sarah. I'll be graduating from Reagan High School, and I'm going to UNC Greensboro to pursue in nursing. I just recently got my CNA. I have been coming to College Park for at least the past 10 years, and it's become like a second home to me, and the youth has become like a second family. And I would especially like to thank the SR family, because we have all gotten really close, and they have been able to just accept me as I walked into the door, and they're just like a brother and sisters to me. And I have so many memories that I just, all of them are my favorite. And anyways, I just a reminder, I've been the only girl in the senior class since I've gone here. So that's also, and I would like to thank just a few people here. And first, I would like to thank God for giving me this opportunity to speak today. And had it not been for God, I wouldn't be here right now, because he's the one who's given me the strength and courage to press on both academically and spiritually through my high school years, especially in times of discouragement. There are many people who have helped me get through high school. Anna, you have always, just like every single morning, even in middle school, you'd come, you'd wake me up and just be like, Sarah, come on, get ready, and just make sure I was up and moving on time. And Ashley, you always come and check on me after school and just to see how my day was. And Dad, thank you for all the early mornings in middle school and helping me with the summer job to help earn money and always having a way to make me laugh. Mom, there are a lot of things I could say, so we're not going to make a super long list, but just thank you for putting up with how stubborn I am and how much I know I don't listen to you, but you've gotten used to it. So, and Grandma and Grandpa, I would thank you for always loving and supporting me and coming to every sporting event and everything that I've done, and you've always made my day better every time I see y'all. And my teachers and friends have taught me a lot over the years. And you guys are the ones who've had to deal with a handful. And I am very thankful for that. And even though I'm graduating, it feels like we all did it together. And I just need to thank all of you for supporting me and being the best parents and family that I could have. And I would also like to thank Jeff and Raven for leading me in church, which has shaped me into who I am today, and would like to thank all my prayer partners for the words of encouragement and all the letters. And I would like to thank the Hodge family for being like a second family to me, and David Hodge is like a second father, and there's always something that he could say that could just make you laugh. And everybody that I could just go on about, for everybody who I could thank, but we're just going to stop there, and I'm going to end with a Bible verse. It's from Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be discouraged.
Good morning. I'm Christian. I'll be graduating from Reagan High School on Friday, and I will be attending the East Carolina University, looking to major in recreational therapy. First off, I would like to start off by thanking Jeff and Raymond and anybody that has worked in the office with my mom for the past 13 years, because they've had to deal with me running around bothering everybody, but at the same time they've also been like separate families to me and just supported me along the way, as have all of you here that have been a part of College Park. And I'd just like to thank every single one of you for being an example of what a community and what a church body should be. To all of you that have supported me through the past, I guess, 10 years through athletics, whether it be basketball games or football games, anybody that came out and took the time out of your day to come watch me play and do something that I absolutely love, I thank you wholeheartedly, because that means a lot to me. Real quick shout out to Charlie Jones for buying me my first football. There's probably a couple things around the house that are broken out because of it, but it helped harbor a passion in me that I carry to this day and look to carry on into college. The Purnells, the Groovers, Laura Clayton, Chris May, anybody that's been a Sunday school teacher, thank you. I'd like to thank the Wilsons, just, again, everybody here, because y'all have just been like a second family to me, and I appreciate you, all of you. Especially Jeff, like, because Jeff's super, super patient with me, especially when I grab two or three jellyfish and stick them in the sink at Garden City. So thank you.
Hello. My name is John Luke, and I'll be graduating from Reagan this Friday, and I will be attending Appalachian State next year. No clue what I'm going to major in, but yeah, that's how it goes. I've only been coming to College Park for a year, and it just so happens that the recreation service needed a bass player, and it's probably the best decision I've made, being able to come here every Sunday and play and worship God. I'd just like to thank everybody here for taking me in. It's been a blessing. So I don't really know anybody, but thank you all.
That's awesome. Now you have a glimpse of why I love what I do, the time that I get to spend with these special young people, whether they've been here since they were born or just a few short months. This is a special place. This is a special class. As you look at the bulletin with these graduate pictures, I want you to recognize the presence of another special person. All of these graduates, with one application outstanding, will be recipients of the Carson Earl Smith Memorial Scholarship. Carson grew up in this church and became a young man. And in honoring his life, remembering his life, you have been given the gift of his scholarship. We invite you to take the resources and to take the recognition that you are special in the eyes of God, that he has made you, he has formed you, and he has given you a purpose. We have loved getting to see you grow. And now we want to take a moment to take a look at some pictures. The slideshow will be available for all time to embarrass, to remember. But this is the class of 2019.
You are changing everything. I believe.
in your order of service, it says meditation by me, but my clock says 11:55, so the chicken's getting cold. I have one thing. The thing I wish I had done the day that I sat where you are. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. This is from the Message. I want you to hear these words. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He is the only one to keep you on track. I listen to you say what your plans are. And I pray that whatever, if that is your plan, that is great. I'm excited for it. I had plans to go to NC State. I applied to NC State and Carolina. Those are the only places I applied. And the only reason I applied to Carolina is so I could send them a rejection. I just had to get it in. I had my own plans to be an engineer. And as much as I loved NC State, it was some of the most miserable time for me personally, because it wasn't where I was supposed to be. And I had not let God enter into the equation early enough. My prayer is for you. Trust God today and every day. And whether your days are exactly as you imagine them, or whether he had things that are coming down the track that you are just unaware of, trust God. Do not lean on your own understanding. Trust God first. Society, or sociologists, tell us we live in a post-truth society. That's the big word, the post-truth. If you look at what is true, if somebody posted on Twitter or Facebook or Snapchat, does that make it true? We see lies and deception everywhere. My prayer is, as you go, you trust in God. The trust that it's talking about in Proverbs is a leaning, is a putting your whole self on God. Because then it says, do not lean on your own understanding. Trust God. Put everything in Him first. You put that first, everything else, you will figure it out. When I trusted God, when I came to that point, I transferred and became a youth, a religion major, which led me to here so many years ago. It is the moment that you decide to put God first is the moment you will find out who you are and who you were made to be. And you will face questions from all sides as you go to school, inside class, outside of class, in your dorm room. People will throw doubts at you, question you. I am here to tell you more. I believe in God more today than ever. He has revealed Himself more than I ever could have imagined. But you have to make a decision. We have to make a decision. Who will we lean on? I pray you lean on God, and everything else will make sense. Love Him. Love your neighbor as yourself. And everything else works out. That's the simple truth. We are proud of you. We love you. We're excited. This is just the next step to see you come back to see how you change and you continue to find God. Know that we're always here. Phone call away, a text away. We love you. This is your home and always will be. We thank God that He has blessed us with your presence in our lives. You are a precious gift, and the people of this church know it better than anyone else. We encourage church, you to spend some time after the service to speak to the graduates, hug their necks, send them cards. Oh, when they go off to school, send them dominoes and Papa John's and gift cards and lots of ways for us to encourage these young people as they go. But to the parents and their families too. This is not just the graduates. This is their families. Love them. Support them. It's been good to be in God's house today. And we thank God for you. We invite you to stand now for our hymn. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to do hymn number 411. And I invite you just pray with me where you are. Our Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, who gives us the opportunity to be in worship with fellow believers. Father, we shouldn't even say your name. We are so sinful and imperfect, and you are so holy and righteous. But God, you give us this opportunity not only to say your name, but to speak your name into the lives of people, to the lives of these young people. I thank you for how you have moved in their life. Bless them in the days to come, and their families. Give them peace and courage for the days to come. May they know the fullness of your love and your grace. May they trust in you, lean on you for all things. Thank you for this time. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Will you stand and sing?
church membership, and so she wants to take that step and be baptized by immersion next Sunday. And next Sunday we'll have a service of baptism in the community here. So if you will continue to love and encourage her, welcome her with open arms into this body, would you join me in saying amen?
Amen.
Fantastic. We're excited. I know that you will want to meet her. We're going to have a benediction, and then if you remain standing, follow the benediction for the graduate recessional. And after the graduate, get all the way to the back, and we'll begin a postlude, and Tammy will be here to greet you. So you greet the graduates, you greet Tammy, you greet one another. We've got a lot to do between now and when we want. Right, let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for this day. It's a glorious day. It's a day of celebration. It's a day of transition for all of us, not just these graduates. Help us to take the encouraging words we've heard on what it means to trust you daily. And we pray that as we go from this place, we would put that into practice. God, as we do that, we pray that you would receive all the glory. For it's in Jesus' name.